Joining me in studio now, Lindsay Smith of lindsaysmith.com, one of our social media experts. How are you, Lindsay?
Great. How are you?
You're saying great, but you're really not great because I know what's happening in your life. You're moving in a week?
In a few days.
Are you packed?
Half.
Half packed. That means that you're not even close to half packed.
No,
if you think you're half packed, there's no chance you're half packed.
You're probably right, but we ordered the frog boxes. You know, those boxes that they come and they bring them to you, and they're all the same size, and they stack on top of each other. And we've hired movers. So,
two big guys with small brains?
Yeah. Not that company, but we've got something like that. So I think we're going to be good.
I think that has to be one of the worst jobs.
Moving.
On the planet,
yeah.
We'll be moving. I just can't. And it's stressful. You know, here's the thing to pay attention to, that in relationships, in couples' relationships, facts prove that more relationships break down. The second most common time is a move. The first most common time is the death of a parent. When one of the partners loses a parent. But the second most second biggest stress on a relationship is moving.
Okay. Well, we're doing okay so far.
The whole idea is not to talk to each other at all during it, I think.
We've done that. Yes. We just stay busy.
But the problem is that you then have expectation that the person is doing something and then they aren't doing it and then you get in trouble, especially men. And Art can attest.
Guys.
You don't want to ask
well-trained.
Me any relationship advice.
No, we do because we want to know where you went wrong.
So you don't make that same mistake.
That's good. No, you're doing good lately. You're on an uptick.
Three's a charm, I guess.
Lindsay, let's talk about privacy settings, which is something that obviously we're not paying any attention to at all with you or with Art on the show this week. But last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess Facebook made a little bit of a splash, and slowly because with their privacy settings, the interesting thing about Facebook is they don't seem to roll this out all at once. So certain customers get. Certain users of Facebook get features earlier than other users. And so some people are going, well, I heard there's new privacy settings, but I haven't noticed anything new. Or before the news even hits, people suddenly say, hey, my Facebook privacy settings are changing. And so they've changed it a bit. Now, you've written a bit about it. First of all, what are they responding to? Is this a response to Google Plus or is it something that was happening before, do you think?
Well, I think speculation is that it's in response to Google Plus. We'll never know what actually happens behind the doors of Facebook during their strategy sessions. But Google Plus rolled out the circles, which allowed people to send out their status updates to specific groups of people. So I could have my coworkers, I could have my family, I could have my close friends, my acquaintances, and so on. And Facebook they haven't gone into as much detail as circles does, because circles gives you a lot more control over it. Like you can name all of those groups.
Well, in my mind, that was one of the real strengths of how Google Plus was approaching the whole social networking problem, because I could say I'm only going to send this to my kid's soccer team parents, you know, and you make them into a group, even though some of those people might be in other groups. If you just want a message about, hey, is anybody carpooling for the game, you've got 12 other parents that you could send it to as a message and build this group instantly, and nowhere near that level of control in Facebook.
Well, Facebook, it's funny because I actually set up lists on Facebook. It was called Lists probably over a year ago, maybe even longer. Everybody I've ever asked never uses it, so but it existed. I think what they've done is they've just brought it more to the forefront. So now you can, when you're actually putting your status update in, before you could say public, or it wasn't public, it was send to everyone, I think,
and friends.
Yeah. And now it's called... public or everyone. I can't remember which
it's
one of the
public.
Two it is.
Yeah, public. Right,
so it was everyone before and now it's called public, which makes it a little bit more intuitive, I guess. And as well, now you can send to friends of friends, and then probably your list is. But it's funny though, because I went in to do it myself and I'm pretty technically savvy, and I found it more confusing on how to access my list now and create them. So I wouldn't say that feature has been any more user friendly, like that they've really made progress in that area, but they have added some other features. For example, when you sent it out to the status update out before, you could only send it out choose at that point in time whether or not it was going out to everyone, your friends or your friends of friends. Now what happens is there's a little globe that shows up in the top right-hand corner, or sorry, left hand, no, it's right. Left, right. Are we in front of a mirror? In the top corner. You click on that and you can change it at any time. So before, if you accidentally sent it out to everyone and you didn't want everyone to see it, you would have to delete the whole thing, rewrite it, which was so annoying. So now they've fixed that. The other thing that they've changed is you can now actually select your location from your PC as well. Before you could just check into Google Places from your mobile phone, but now you can be anywhere and say, hey, I've checked into my home, which actually brings up something that you recently discovered.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with how you enable those maps and how you enable the Google location service or the Facebook location services, because if you're not careful, you can say you checked in. If you create a place that's home and you give it permission to map that, all of a sudden everybody can see exactly where your home is. And I'm not sure – well, certainly in our world, in your and my world, where we've got a lot of friends that we don't necessarily know that follow us by reading us or something like that, we don't necessarily want them to know our exact home address. No offense to anybody listening, but I don't want you to know.
You don't want someone showing up, you know, and just being like, hello,
I'm your new best friend. Can you help me? I'm having trouble getting my iPod to sync. you have to be careful with how you deal with those location-based and that's going to be kind of a standard rule that's going to be good to follow as we slowly enable all of these geolocation services within our devices. Is that ability – it's the unintended sharing of knowledge. And that should be our fear. And it looks to me like Facebook hasn't really fixed that, because I know people who have unintentionally – shared that already.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
And so who wants to stalk Steve?
That's right. But that's a bad thing. And it doesn't necessarily have to be you. It might be just somebody else within your family or a friend of yours, right? Mm-hmm. I've checked into Steve's house. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be really careful about how that information is going to be shared. So Facebook, it seemed to me, and I want to go back to the sharing of posts. It seemed to me that the main benefit of the current post, the new privacy settings for posts, is that I could by choosing everyone, start to broadcast to a wider audience and use it more as a media tool to give my comments about something that I wanted to share with everybody, making a global comment. So for doing something like even like marketing my products or marketing my show or doing something like that, it seemed to me I went, oh, cool, I can share this with everybody. And if anybody is searching for information on XYZ that I happen to be commenting on, they might be able to see my Facebook post and I want that. So I liked that idea from one perspective, but it didn't seem to me to give me the same precise control at this point as that we had in Google Plus.
Well, the other thing too with the privacy is the pictures. Have you ever had that before, where a friend posts all your pictures, or are you going in that next?
I had it written down. That was next.
Okay.
Let's talk about tagging, because tagging, and that is something that where people have taken a picture of you, and then they tag you in that photo, and then everybody in your friends list says, "Hey, here's a new picture of Steve." That can cause problems.
Well, it shows up on your profile page. It shows up. Yeah, I've tagged people before and they've been like, can you please take me off? And I'm like, what are you hiding? But the fact of the matter is some people just don't want to be tagged in certain environments. So Facebook has now rolled it out where you can turn a setting on so that anytime you're tagged, you will be notified and you can review it before it goes live. So that's great.
That's not the default though.
No,
it's not. You have to tell it to set it up so that when people tag you, it happens. My kids have a little bit of a war going on constantly. My two children that are in university, they will often tag each other into photos that they're not in. To either try and embarrass each other or more likely because they want the person to notice that photo for some reason. And I burnt ribs once, and my daughter took a picture of the ribs that I'd burned, and then she tagged them with my name. So if you look under Steve Dotto, you'll find some burnt ribs at some point, because she was not impressed with the job I did barbecuing that particular afternoon. So, but you do have to go in and turn on that setting yourself.
And it's pretty easy to do. You just click on the settings tab, which is right at the top once you're logged in, and it's about two questions deep.
I would encourage people to do that one. I think that's a really good idea, because with camera phones, and some of your friends, as you know, tend to overshare. And so if they're oversharing you because they, for some reason, and it's just controlling the environment. You know, I've often talked in my speaking life about how important it is to start controlling our image and our personality, our personal information from an image perspective and down to the photos that are taken of you either on LinkedIn or Facebook or any of these places. Mm-hmm. And I talk about the wine and cheese. You know, you go to any seminar or you go to any conference and there's usually a great wine and cheese, one of my favorite moments in the event. And they always want to take a picture of you with the organizers. Mm-hmm. And so there's no problem with a picture of you with a single glass of wine in your hand. That's not a big deal. But if somebody makes a montage of you over, say, a 3-year period at 15, 20 conferences, and there's 15 or 20 pictures of you with a glass of wine in your hand, that all of a sudden tells an entirely different story. Now, it doesn't matter that that's spread over 2 years, and it's perfectly legitimate, and we would all have a glass of wine
in our
hand.
Are you making fun of my pictures?
I haven't noticed your picture. But, you know, you have to – I encourage people to do something like put down the glass of wine, right? Mm-hmm. And then have the picture taken and think about that reputation as you go ahead. Mm-hmm. Part of that is controlling the tagging of your photos. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and because I want to just come back with you for a few minutes to talk about some new stuff from Samsung, some new smart TVs, are they?
Smart TVs. Okay. Getting smarter.
You're tuned in to Dottotech.